Bill and Rosemary Evans bought the bakery in 1969, just a couple of years before their daughter Jennifer was born.
I really liked growing up in Old North Dayton. We lived just two blocks away from the bakery. All of my childhood memories are of the bakery. I mean, we were here all the time. I would get a penny for every box that I made up, and we'd constantly having to make boxes for donuts and things. So that was probably the first task that I ever had, was making boxes. But as I grew up, I, you know, worked in the store. I helped my mom decorate. As a kid, I didn't appreciate it at all. I was too stupid to understand how good I had it.
By the time she was a teenager, Jennifer wanted to get as far away from the bakery as possible. She studied civil engineering at the University of Dayton and then went on to grad school at Ohio State, where she met her partner, Matthew Tepper. They started their lives together in Detroit, where they both had jobs in local government. But after 15 years in Detroit, things started to change.
I wasn't happy where I was. Matt wasn't happy where he was. I just started to feel that maybe there's something different that I should be trying.
Meanwhile, Jennifer's parents sold Evan's original bakery. They were ready to retire. And after a few years, the guy who bought the business shut it down.
But my parents still owned the building, all the equipment, and they'd spent most of their lives building this bakery, and they wanted it to be a bakery again. And they were having trouble getting somebody else to come in here. So that's what started me to thinking, you know, maybe this is something that we need to consider.
So Jennifer and her partner decided to revive her family's bakery. They started driving from Detroit to Dayton every weekend to work on the place.
We would work full-time in Detroit. We'd leave on Friday after work, come down here, work all day Saturday, most of Sunday, go home.
They did that for a whole summer. In August 2012, they quit their jobs, moved to Dayton, and started working on the bakery full-time.
My dad was pretty excited. My mom was less so. I think she was a little worried that we wouldn't be able to bring the bakery back. She recognized, probably more than my dad was willing to admit, that this neighborhood had changed a lot. I think she was worried that there wouldn't be enough business to support a bakery here anymore. But I think she's wrong. I think we've proven her wrong.
The neighborhood was anxiously awaiting the bakery's grand reopening.
Old North Dayton actually has a Facebook page, and they had a countdown clock on there, you know, counting down the hours and the minutes and the seconds till we opened. And so, yeah, sure enough, 6 a.m. on December 17th, we had customers waiting outside the door.
You want coffee this morning?
Yeah,
large coffee. Large black, right?
Well, keep it.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. We'll see ya.
People come in here and say, oh, are these the original formulas? Yes, they are. Oh, that's good. You know, they want it to be the same. So I would say 95% of the stuff that we sell is what they used to sell before, and it's made the same way that it was made before. We have donuts, every kind of donut that you could possibly imagine. We have Danish. We have bread. We have cakes. We have cookies. We have desserts, you know, so the cream horns, the eclairs, the pétifors. Cheesecake. I mean, we're always trying new kinds of things like that.
We'll take three of the glazed right here.
Bill Krim of Troy comes in for the Persian rolls. His first job was here at Evans Bakery back in 1976.
Just kind of a trip back down memory lane, you know, in regards to coming to the old corner bakery where friends and family used to come, as well as the neighborhood used to come and hang out. And everybody talked about whether they were going to get their birthday cake from Evans, and so it's great to see them open back up.
935 is your total?
There's been a bakery here since the early 1900s. There needs to be a bakery here. I mean, it says right there on our business card, every neighborhood deserves a good bakery. So this bakery needs to stay open, and we're going to do whatever it takes to keep this bakery open.
1065 is your change, sir.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. You have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
For WYSO, I'm Sarah Buckingham.